It would be known forever as Tommy's Wedding Day. Sunday, September 30th, 1938. Congressman Thomas D'Alessandro Jr., who would be longtime mayor of Baltimore and who lived at 235 Albemarle Street in Little Italy, would be marrying Nancy Lombardi, a childhood sweetheart who lived across the street at 204 Albemarle. The festivities started at dawn and would last until long after midnight, and during, Little Italy would become a carnival alive with music and dancing and laughter and what a newspaper report called, quote, a long-distance contest in eating, end quote. The day started formally in the D'Alessandro home where the bridegroom and ushers were dressing, with plenty of antipasto, heavy with pepperoni and anchovies, to get things started. Across the street at the home of the bride, Nancy Lombardi put on her white satin gown and her veil and waited for the signal to walk the few blocks to St. Leo's Church. At 10:15, Tommy leaves his house and the signal is sent to his bride, and as he steps out of his door, he is met suddenly and unexpectedly by cheers, music, and the waving of red, white, and green flags of Italy, all led by the St. Gabriel Marching Band. Tommy leads the procession into the already filled St. Leo's Church. Seated, members of the Holy Name Society, the Knights of Columbus, state senators, delegates, and their minions. At 11 o'clock, the wedding service is completed and the celebration begins. 5,000 people swarm the streets of Little Italy to share this giddy moment. Tables are set curb to curb. Each groans with food, meatballs and spaghetti, prosciutto and veal. Everybody is dancing, singing, eating in a kind of delirium. Late in the afternoon, the crowds reassemble at Layman's Hall on Howard Street and pick up where they left off, dancing and eating, this time desserts, tortoni and zabaioni. At 11 p.m., Tommy and Nancy cut the cake. 1/2 hour later, the bride and groom slip out to their homes and get dressed for the honeymoon, a trip to New York. Years later, Tommy, retelling the story, admitted, "We never got out of Baltimore." And why was that? Tommy said, "I got sick. I ate too much." Who there didn't?